Poppy thought she was making us presents, but she used stinky wet newspapers. They smelled really bad.
She tried really hard, but nothing she could do can make those newspapers into good presents. Hey, Zach here. As we get closer to Christmas, I've got another story for you on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. Let's dive into it, then talk about it with some of our friends. Arts and crafts is fun, but if all you have is wet and stinky newspapers, well, you're not going to be able to make anything good. Matter of fact, no matter how hard you try, it's probably going to be pretty gross. Now, getting to heaven is a lot like that. No matter how much good stuff that you do, it's never going to be enough to earn your way in. The prophet Isaiah explained it this way. We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. You can find that in Isaiah 64:6. Now for our story today, it's called Smelly Presents. After playing for a while in the basement, little Penelope came upstairs and walked into the living room with an armful of bundles. Look, she cried, I made presents. She handed one to each member of her family. Bryce wrinkled his nose. Something stinks. He sniffed the present in his hand. I think it's this, whatever it is. He held up a slightly damp object made from old newspaper. See? It's an airplane, Penelope announced. We learned to fold them in preschool. I made one for Anna, too. And see, I folded hats for Mommy and Daddy. We learned to do them in preschool, too. Why, thank you, said Mom with a faint smile. That's sweet of you. But, Penelope, where did you get newspapers to make these? In the basement, Penelope replied. There was a whole pile of them by the window. She looked at her mother anxiously. Is that okay? I noticed that it was damp by that window, and I've been meaning to get rid of those old papers, Dad said. They're all wet. That must be why they smell so bad. Don't you like my presents? Asked Penelope. Mom tried to soothe Penelope's hurt feelings. It was a very nice idea. Come on, let's find some construction paper so you can make new ones. After Mom and Penelope left the room, Bryce and Anna quickly scooped up the smelly presents to take them out to the garbage can. Penelope really did mean well, and I'm afraid she was surprised and disappointed when we weren't delighted with her presents, Dad said with a sigh. She thought they were so nice, but we just see them as smelly junk. He grinned at the two kids, kind of like good deeds. Good deeds? Echoed Bryce. A verse in Isaiah says that the good deeds people do to earn their salvation are like filthy rags, Dad explained. Some people think they can please God just by doing their best, but all their good deeds are like those smelly presents from Penelope. Only Jesus can remove the smelly, filthy sin from our lives. We need to trust Him to save us and make us clean. So what about you? Have you ever done good things to make God or other people think you're a good person? Aubrey?
Yes. Maybe like doing something, making sure somebody's looking instead of just doing it to be kind.
So what about you? Do you think God will be pleased with the good things you try to do and let you into heaven? God won't accept your good deeds as payment for salvation. They look and smell like filthy rags to Him. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior in order to be saved and have eternal life. He will remove your sin and give you a clean heart. Our key verse is Isaiah 64:6.
We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags.
And our key thought for today, good deeds can't save you. Thank you so much for joining me through the Advent season. I hope that the Countdown to Christmas has made a difference in your family's life. If it has, then you can pass that blessing on to another family by supporting Keys for Kids Radio. When your family begins a $5 per month donation, you'll be helping 25 kids hear the gospel in the next year. You can learn more and give a gift at keysforkids.net. Just tap donate in the menu. I'm Zach with the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.